Hello, welcome to Star Wars Spelt Out. I'm your host, Josh Chapman, and today, ooh, new trailer. Oh, trailer alert. Oh my goodness, the excitement is, oh, can you feel it? Can you feel the electricity? Can you feel it? Oh, I can feel it.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Let's not muck around. Let's not mince words here. We got the recruit. We brought the big gun in. We did a little announcement on Twitter before that we're doing Andor season for when the show drops. We're going to try and review every episode. And it can't be done without having Catherine here. And she's graciously agreed to not necessarily exclusively at all. We'll get onto that. But Catherine Neen, hello, how are you going?
I've signed nothing.
How are you feeling?
I've
signed nothing. I'm just like exclusive. Like, she's like, hey, if I want to talk about Andor on someone else's podcast, I will do it. I'm like, actually, that's very true.
You just try to restrain me talking about Andor. Feeling anxious. Everything, all the feels.
All the feels. We're getting the countdown. We didn't really know what time Diego Luna was appearing on whatever it was, Good Morning America, whatever the hell it was.
But yeah,
we were getting the updates. I was sitting on the couch watching the ILM documentary and they're arguing, the computer nerds and the model makers are arguing about who was going to take forward this company. And then all of a sudden I was getting messages from Catherine going, 10:20, it looks like he's going to be on, or 8:20 LA time. So I'm like, all right, I better go get ready and figure out what's going on here. Do you want to roll straight into this trailer, Catherine? Do you want to talk about anything else? Do you want to just get into it?
I haven't seen it yet. So, yep, let's. Oh, God.
All right, we've both got our screens up. You've got the trailer, I've got the trailer. Yep. So we can't be watching the same thing. So we're just going to have to assume that we're going to be watching the same thing. So we'll go 1, 2, 3. Go, and we'll click on go. How's that sound?
Okay, so we should have had this discussion before. I'm on the Star Wars main page. Should I be on the page with the trailer?
Yeah, go onto
on
the
it?
Page with the trailer. Yep, do that. And then just, you know, pause it straight away and drag it to the start.
Pause. Okay, yep.
You cool? So we'll go 1, 2, 3, and then on go, you can click the little play button.
Just had to make it full screen. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's do this. 1, 2, 3, go. Oh.
Oh, my God. Seen it. What was that? He's dressed up. September.
Saw Guerrera. Mud troopers.
Drop ships.
Valorum.
Oh.
Whoa, Nelly. Goodness me. Catherine, any words?
September 21.
I know. Let's address the elephant in the room. And I just saw the message just before it came on. So we are going to have to wait a few more weeks. But we get 3 episodes.
Yeah.
So you're effectively waiting 2 weeks. Kind of. So, oh, that does that throw all the maths? That throw all the maths calculations out now? Yep. All the equations?
Yeah. There's no more and August.
It's Septandor. Septandor.
Yeah. Septandor.
New hash. Time for some new hashtags, people.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on in that trailer.
There was a lot. He was in Imperial uniform, so there's some infiltrating going on, which is what I wanted. I wanted infiltrating.
White uniforms. There were some Imperials in the classic white in the old Krennic outfits. There was a lady in there that I hadn't seen.
Yeah.
What I might do is.
Yeah, so that looked like intelligence unit.
Yep.
How
about we break this sucker down a little bit? Or do you want to just do one more watch through?
I don't know if I can.
All right, maybe we'll just break it down. We'll just click through. Yeah. I'll put the captions on for the subtitles, and I'll turn the volume right down on this thing, on this sucker here. And we'll go through that. But yeah, that was humongous. It was big. It looks big, beautiful too. Beautiful yeah. shot.
Yeah. I know I'm biased, but it looks bigger than the other Disney Plus series it does. We've had.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not by. So I'm just right at the very start here. We've got some shots of some sort of, you know, grassy mountains and a couple of people up on a hill.
Yeah.
And some locals, you know, looking over. They've got a little, I heard something in the sky here. And then some sort of local villages and things here, all sort of reacting to something in the sky.
Yeah.
That we find out the shot lingers, and then a bloody Star Destroyer just starts coming across. That's a very New Hope-y sort of vibe, isn't it? Of just like yeah. Star Destroyer coming over.
Yeah. God, it's a beautiful shot. I'm just wondering. That looks
like the planet we saw in the first trailer, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm just wondering if that's. You know, those Star Destroyers that we see during, like, Clone Wars era. I don't know. I can't.
Oh, like with the red and stuff on them?
Yeah. I mean, you can't really tell. Well, I'm just wondering whether this is like a flashback to earlier days, you know, when he's fighting this, you know, being a separatist. 6 years old. Yeah, 6 years old.
Shot. It looks very. I'm just trying to look at the top of the Star Destroyer because they're usually a little bit different. Can't really tell much difference.
No. So that's, you know, already I'm wrong.
Lucasfilm logo, Star Wars logo. And then it just looks like the pit. There's just like a something's been strip mined. It looks like Morwell over there. There's a local reference for anybody who gets that reference.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Gippsland coal mining area where they used to put where the power plants were? That's pretty much what it looks like. So that's probably young Andor looking over.
Yeah. What was, you know, those green mountains and now is, you know, big pit mining operation. Yep.
And he's sort of saying something about stealing from the Empire.
Yeah.
He's just walking like he belongs. So he looks like he's sort of climbing into some sort of to try and rip it off.
Yeah.
And then we get this overhead shot of the Galactic Senate, I assume. That is the Galactic Senate, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's looking cool.
It's just another one of those, like, I think the funny thing about this, and we've got a little bit of it in Obi-Wan, a little bit of, like, prequel era design stuff done, shot more modern, like, stuff shot now.
Yeah.
Like, rather than looking kind of really computer graphic-y, kind of looking more really.
Well, yeah, we've progressed the computer graphics by 20 years, you know, more or less, you know, depending whether you're talking Attack of the Clones or Revenge of the Sith. But, yeah, we've progressed a long way. It's just looking spectacular now.
Yeah, yeah. And then we cut onto some dude in Imperial coat looking pretty happy with himself.
In their, maybe, you know, having coffee in their travel mug.
Yeah.
Sorry, their calf. The one,
they get it at Galaxy's Edge, don't they? Or at the...
A bit. You know, I've got one that a calculator company of all things sent to me after I purchased a few calculators for the school.
So calculator kickbacks, that's what you get.
Yep.
So I think we might have seen this shot in the other trailer as well. I didn't notice the dude at the back last time as well.
No. Though.
And then you can see he's in a shot of, I think, young Andor. He's got these sort of raggedy-looking boots.
Well, yeah, boots that have been literally strapped together. So it's sort of showing, contrasting the wealth of the Empire to the poverty of the people the Empire are controlling.
Yeah, yeah. And he's sort of inside, he's obviously inside some sort of Imperial installation. He's looking at some stuff that he wants to nick.
Yeah. There's very interesting, like, thing in there. It looks like
it's flashing almost like a Death Star plans, like that kind of graphics.
Yeah.
Is it just Imperial, showing off Imperial 70s graphics, maybe.
And, you know, I'm looking at the, like, thing in the center of the room, of that room. It looks like almost like a torture seat or torture thing. I don't know, maybe, again, Catherine's wrong, number two.
Well, then they do this sort of dramatic cut to black, and he's sort of like, they, you know, they wouldn't think you'd ever get inside their house, and then you see a beardless Andor in an Imperial uniform. Well, something looks Imperial, doesn't it? He's got the little hat.
Yeah, it's Imperial.
He's actually shaved the beard, so he doesn't quite look as suspicious.
Yeah. yeah, because I think he's got the, like, body armor type of thing on him.
Yeah.
If you look at...
Do you reckon he might have done a Han Solo and signed up to get on... Maybe, or you think maybe he's just posing, or who knows, I guess.
I think he's just posing because, you know, if he's doing that to, like, be a thief, maybe. I doubt that he would have joined. You know, he's been in this fight since he was 6 years old. He wouldn't join.
Not for legitimate reasons anyway.
No.
So we get that shot, and then we get a little card from the creators of Rogue One. That's an interesting, from the creators. I wonder what that means exactly.
Well,
does it mean John Knoll? Does it mean Gareth Edwards? Is Tony Gilroy taking credit? Like,
yeah, Tony Gilroy's taking credit, which
he's happy to take the credit when, you know.
Yeah, he's credited as, I think, screenplay for Rogue One or story credits. Now I can't remember because, we know that he sort of did a bit of an edit job on Rogue One.
Creator is a very interesting term, though.
Yes, I agree. But I love the look.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then we get Skellen Skarsgård. Look a bit rough and tumble. Straight away the captioning says Cassian Andor with an ER, so they've already got that one right. Are you looking at that as well, are you?
Yep, well done.
well done, Google Translate or whatever's doing it. They've managed to make him look younger too. Do you reckon there's a little digital trickery going on, or is it just an ageless Diego here?
Diego's wonderful. What are you talking about?
I know, but he is like 7 or 8 years older than he was in Rogue One, and here he's probably supposed to be 10 years younger, so he's probably supposed to be 15 years younger than he actually is in real life, and sort of he's got, you know, a little bit of rough and tumble going on there.
Nothing wrong with Diego's looks.
No, I'm talking to the wrong people on this one. we get some shots of some people, some stormtroopers. I'm just trying to see if they're stormtroopers or are they clone troopers still.
Just
they're looking, I can't quite tell. think stormtroopers.
It's almost between little things I can drag it to.
Yeah, they're a bit blurry. The death trooper. Oh no, in the next shot that we've got the lady in the white outfit, and she's got two death troopers behind her, and the stormtroopers behind them look like they've
got
OG.
Oh,
so they, I don't know anything about this lady.
I've got the white ones. I reckon they are the helmets are definitely, they've got like a band around it. So I think they're more clone troopy. So I'm wondering if one of these old dudes is Cassian's father, because in one of the books where it's got Cassian's data bank, they talk about Cassian's father having started a revolt at one of the factories or foundries or something, or at the
All right, very good. Jeez, this is the kind of insight that we get here. The people have read the books, so we get. I don't know anything about this lady's character. I don't even know who the actor is yet. I'll have to look that up. She'll be familiar with her, but she's looking like she don't take no guff.
Nah. So she'd be in the intelligence bureau, the ISB, I think it is. And she must be high up if she's got the death troopers flanking her.
Tailing her. Yeah. And then we sort of cut to another shot of a young lady looking like she's on the rebellion side, or at least on the people's side, with her hands in the air running away from something. I think she is one of the main characters in it.
Yeah.
And then we cut to like the shipyards. We're basically in Jedi Fallen Order here. I don't know if you. I mean, have you played Jedi Fallen Order? You don't even have a game console, do you?
No.
You haven't even played that game with the cat yet, let alone Jedi Fallen Order. What's it called? The Stray game or whatever?
Yeah, Stray.
I thought that'd be the one that'd push you over the edge. But anyway, it looks like that they're tearing down sort of Republic machines. Very much, very Jedi Fallen Order here.
Yeah, definitely. Junkyard trying to get good bits. You can see,
and then you see Andor walking through, walking through with purpose.
Oh yeah, that's some good walking.
So what it's asking is, he's basically being recruited by Stellan Skarsgård, isn't it? It seems.
Yeah. Before clicking ahead, it was like Cassian is a thief. He must make his living sort of stealing from the Empire.
Probably just looking out for himself, really. Yeah,
looking out for himself. And that's sort of what he was saying at Celebration and in all his interviews. He was very much looking out for himself, being selfish. Stellan Skarsgård must be, I think his name's Lutheran.
You're going to be okay with a potentially, unlikable Andor at the start of this?
I always knew he was going to be, he's neither good nor dark. He's in the grey, and Cassian Andor always existed within the grey.
Right.
It's the way he was. So, I think he's...
I can live with that.
Yeah. So, yes, he's always sort of existed in that grey area, but... I think within that he was always pushing against the Empire, like thieving and doing things against the Empire, but now he was going to be recruited to really harness his powers and do it for good. Yeah.
Well said. So we get some nice sort of tighter shots on Stellan Skarsgård, obviously trying to talk to Diego, although it looks like he's in a different shot there. And you get this very nice zoom in on him looking very... very intent.
Yeah.
And then we get a big card that says streaming September 21st. So what is going on there? What have they done? Obviously, do you want a better product, Catherine, if you have to wait a few more weeks?
I don't know why they're pushing it back.
It's got to be. Well, that means it's going to roll 12 episodes, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's pretty much going to roll to Christmas now. Have I got my maths completely
wrong? Well, it's, the three, they're dropping three on the 21st of September.
So that's nine more after that.
Yeah.
Where's my calendar app on this thing? Here it is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think it ends the 23rd of November.
Oh, okay. So it was not quite, I was way off. I forgot those extra 2 weeks. Okay. Well, that screws up our viewing party plan with Turbo being in town on that day.
Yeah.
Sorry, Turbo. Yeah. I mean, we'll still catch up and have a beer with you maybe, but we can't all watch Andor.
No. The delay has really thrown me for a loop. I'm not going to lie.
At least you got a trailer. Like, if this had just come out on a day with no other trailer, it probably would have been a tougher pill to swallow. At least you're like, well,
yeah,
I got the date. It's a bummer, but hey, this looks great. So
it just is odd because, yes, the trailer came out today and the publicity push starts today, the 1st of August. They finished filming a long time ago. The effects can't be that far away that they need another 3 weeks. Like, I'm flummoxed. Are they doing this because She-Hulk is also coming out? I don't know.
Yeah, well, they've always got their reasons. I mean, they delayed Obi-Wan. And that actually worked out for the best because we got to see it at Celebration.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know we're not going to Celebration for Andor for this, but I'm sure there's a method to it. I don't think these things are taken lightly, but it is a little bit weird. But we've got to roll with the machine, unfortunately. That's the life. That's the life of us Star Wars fans. We just roll. All right, what have we got after this? After we'll move from this streaming September 21 card here.
Yeah. Then we get Cassian looking lovely.
We've got Skarsgård looks like walking down a railway. He's got his ship. Quite a nice looking ship.
Yeah.
Looking intent. He puts his hood on. So he's looking like a pretty driven kind of man. And then there's quite a nice shot of a bunch of fields and things. And then we're right back in Rogue One with two tubes.
Yes.
Overlooking a quite beat up X-Wing. I wonder if that's an X-Wing. I wonder if that's the one before that, the Z something looks pretty X-Wingy. So we're right back in Rogue One land here.
Well, isn't that the story about how the Rebellion could get the X-Wing? Is that they were, no one wanted them. They were very old and beat up. And so the Rebellion could get them and hot them up.
Hot them up, yeah, potentially. And then we're right back in, we're in Saw Gerrera's lair. So we're on Jedha. We're back in that same spot that we were in Rogue One. I mean, it looks exactly like it.
Oh, it's not as orange.
Different crew.
Yeah,
I don't really recognize any of the same. He's burnt through a few of them.
I would say so with his methods, he's probably burning through a few more. And at this stage, Jin was well gone. He left her a while ago.
Hang on, was she? Well, it depends on her. I mean, it all depends because she left when she was 15. How old is she in Rogue One? 25?
I think she said, I haven't seen him in 8 years.
Okay, so she leaves at 15, she's supposed to be 23, 24.
Yeah.
So she might be there. It all depends on, because we don't know how many years back we're going, you know what I mean? Like we're going, so we could get a 15-year-old Jyn Erso just hanging around. And if it's just, you know, Skarsgård who meets with them, then you don't have to worry about her and Andor crossing paths.
Yeah.
Not that really matters, but we do get the money shot. And then we get Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
Got his hair back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saw Gerrera looking a little bit less beat up.
Yeah. And this would be when he's still far more closely aligned with the Alliance.
He hasn't kind of been discommunicated yet, has he?
No. I mean, I think the cells are operating a bit more independently, but are somewhat communicating to each other. He hasn't lost faith in them all yet and going his own way.
Yep. And then we get a shot of some Imperial soldiers doing some crowd control, and it looks like the Mud Trooper outfits that that Han wears in Solo. So nice to see them. This is a quick shot, but they've got like their riot control boards. Bit less muddy than they are in the
Solo.
That's at 1 minute 14.
Oh, I've still got sore there. Anyway.
it's quite brief.
Yeah.
But it looks like
I've got it. It
looks like shit's kicking off and the people are rioting and the riot police are there. And then it cuts quickly to some shots. We've got some, well, they look like the clone carriers from Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to get some footage.
Crossover back. Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, some of him younger and, you know, during the Clone Wars or towards the tail end of the Clone Wars, because, yeah, they are definitely clone dropships.
Yep. And they're zooming in. And then we get a shot of some dude. I don't know who that is. I don't know who that guy is at all. He's just looking quite intense across from somebody.
Yeah.
He's
a guy that I'm like, who's that guy? I'm sure I've seen him something. And then I look him up and go, oh, I haven't. But he just looks like every other guy that I've seen or something.
It just looks like some other guy.
Yeah.
And then we get a nice shot of Diego running towards the camera. Got a little light in his hand. He's got a it looks like he's in some kind of, I know, drainway or something. The shot's coming quite thick and fast here.
Yeah.
And then they're talking about fermenting, about pockets of resistance and things here. Mm. So there's all these kind of guards. There's quite these sort of thick, burly-looking dudes. They're not Imperial. They don't look like Imperials. They've kind of got some kind of security outfits on.
Yeah. They might be like private security. That's being, hired by the Imperials for their factories muscle. And things. Yeah, muscle or, you know, a factory that has hired security guards. But the factory, of course, is all part of the Imperial machine and they're getting rich. They're the owners probably go and spend time on Canto Bight.
Brittany and Emily.
Yep.
There's some Orabish or whatever it is above the doorway they come out of.
Yeah, I'm sure I don't know.
Somebody will translate that. Leave that to the transporters.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah. Thanks, Alex. Then there's some workers sort of looking at them, coming at them. And then we get this huge shot of a building. We look like we're in Coruscant.
Yeah.
It just looks like Coruscant, but doesn't look like Coruscant. You know what I mean? Like it looks like a big city, but it just looks really, really real. Not that it didn't look real in the prequels, but it just looked prequely real. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This just looks like real, real.
In the prequels, we saw very much the top. We only saw like the top of the buildings because we were dealing with people who were at the top of society, you know, Queen Amidala. Senator Padme, and all of the top echelons, and now we're going further down, looking up, and the view from the street or whatever the equivalent is in Coruscant, looking up to all the ships flying through. But yeah, you're right. The buildings look more real, more with it.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they've taken footage or whatever of actual skyscrapers and just sort of
put them in.
CG-dyed bits on them.
Yeah, like you expect to see like an Apple store at the bottom if you kept panning down kind of thing.
The lifts, the like ups and downs and sideways lifts.
And then we get a Tidarian shuttle, one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Landing on some landing pad. And then the lady in the white. It looks
like a refinery.
Yeah, it might be an earlier shot from the refinery before.
And next to it looks like a is that like a U-wing or something that they had?
Oh, I know the one, that transport. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The one that was using to transport the stuff. So good chance this is a refinery and they're using that to get the stuff out of there.
Yeah. I'm very bad at names of ships.
And then we're back on the Imperial Lady. So I think she might be chief antagonist in this, potentially.
Yes. Yes. You're like in my net.
Yeah. And you can sort of see her doing some scheming and plotting. And there's another shot of her looking over a little model of something with her lackeys.
Oh, they're always cool models.
Yeah.
Okay, so people out there, I want to have holographic models of towns. When can we do this, please? I'm sure we mustn't be too far off.
Can somebody work on that?
Yeah.
Then we've got a shot, nice shot here of Andor and the lady previously in a thing. So it might be a little bit of a lure. I mean, I can't just assume it's a love interest just because it's a lady in there, but they're looking like looking at this other pretty intensely. They're about to do some Havana Nights, whatever it is.
Oh, I've got to rewatch that again. I'm feeling sad.
And then they cut back to, I think, the same lady in handcuffs. And then we're still getting some quick cuts here. So I'm just sort of running through and we're back on the evil Imperial lady. She looks like she's caught the lady from before and is giving her a hard time. She's looking a bit worse for wear. And then an interesting shot that just comes after is Skarsgård's back, but he's got himself all dressed up in his fancy duds. So he might be a senator who's sort of working the inside. So he might have even been a little bit of a catalyst for the building the alliance.
Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting. If you look in his mirror, it looks a bit like a ring light, but shaped differently. So they've done the
He's just doing his YouTube. He's just kind of, he's just, you know, what up, doing some Twitch streaming or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can see that he's basically getting himself into some fancy clothes, into a sort of nice house. So he's looking like he's either a senator or somebody quite high up because he's welcoming Mon Mothma. He could be just a wealthy businessman or a concerned citizen. I'd say
like a wealthy sort of merchant thing because he has a lot of artwork that's very similar, so he might be selling that type of thing.
That's his cover to, you know, get out and about, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we get but he's definitely a lot more in this than I thought he would be. He's kind of almost like the driving force, at least in this part of the story, you know, like he's sort of the one who's bringing it all together.
Yeah.
You see him sort of flying his ship. Some nice shots of him flying his ship, you know, shooting down some TIE fighters. There was a shot of him greeting Mon Mothma before, but I think we'll come back to Mon Mothma.
I'm just on his cockpit now, and God, I love the switches. I love buttons and switches.
He's hitting the switches. The gun's popping out.
Yeah.
And then we're back on Coruscant again. We've got some big sweeping shots. Coruscant is looking good. It's looking very cool. It really looks like a city.
Yeah.
City. I feel bad. Like, I don't want to rag on the on the prequels, but it never looked like this. So
I think, you know, because we're just seeing buildings from afar or just the very tops, it kept us distance, whereas now we seem to be always looking up.
Mm.
It gives us a very different perspective.
Well, I'm on a shot of Mon Mothma in the Senate here, and she's at the little fly-out tube thing. Very interesting, big Imperial insignia on the front of the Senate boxes now.
Yep.
Pretty sure they weren't there before.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. Very big on branding is the Imperials.
And then there's sort of a couple of shots after that of some, I don't know, some rich-looking people at a party, a gathering kind of hanging out, and she's sort of sitting there chit-chatting along, and then she chats to a guy who looks like it's Chancellor Valorum from episode one. So if you go to 153, she's talking to, looking very much like a young Terrence Stamp.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be.
That'd have to be him, wouldn't it?
No.
I mean, it's not Terrence Stamp, the actor, but Chancellor Valorum, the character.
No, because
he looks just this... like him.
No, it doesn't. That doesn't look anything like him. Looks like
Chancellor Valorum. He does.
No, he doesn't.
I've got to look him up right now.
Terence Stamp is still kicking around.
Yeah, but he's got to be.
Yeah, and so he's older now because if that was at the end of Phantom Menace, which was.
You know, it's got to be him. I'm looking at a picture of Valorum right now, and I'm looking at this guy. It's not the same actor, but it's definitely the same character.
But it's like 20 years after.
No, yeah. Oh, hang on, after. Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Maths.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, duh, because we're going back forward, aren't we?
Yeah.
So it would be 20, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't work at all, does it? Yeah,
so it doesn't make sense being younger because he's got to be older.
Maybe they've just stuffed up maths
as well. It's just another old guy.
It's just another old white guy in the Senate. Yeah. They all look
no
the
offense,
same.
No offense, because I like they do. And I like this guy as an actor, and his name completely blanks at the moment, right. But he's a good actor.
On my face. I completely forgot. Right. We'll move on from here then. And then there's some very nice shots of Mon Mothma in a very fancy room with the door closing. Got some death troopers. And we've got a quick little shot of that robot. What's the robot's name? We're at 155 here or 156.
There's Emo. B.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I say B Emo or something, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
157. There he is. Always good to have a cute droid. We get some explosions and then we get another card saying, witness the beginning. They haven't changed the date again in another card further along either card. Just like now it's 21st of October. changed the date in the trailer. You're going to write a very strongly worded letter. You're like, I'm out here defending Kathy Kennedy every day from these people. And then she goes and does me like that.
I'm here. I've been counting down the days since before we knew when it would be released. Then I've been counting down the days, trying to think of creative ways, saying the numbers, and now we're going back.
You know that? I think that's actually going to be grand final week.
Yeah.
For us people in Australia and more so. Yeah, it will be because the grand final is going to be on the 24th.
Yep.
So we're going to have three episodes of Andor and then we're going to have a day off on Friday. Because we get a holiday for the eve of a football game in our state because it's Victoria and it's football. And then we get the grand final on the Saturday. So
look out. I'm leaving the state. I'm literally leaving the state.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, on the Friday.
Ah, all right. Well, that's all right. You'll be here for the screening then.
Yeah.
That'll work out. Oh, then you'll be on holidays. Or will it be school holidays that week?
Yeah.
Or does it start?
Yeah, that's the first week of school holidays.
Well, there you go. That's good.
Yes, yes.
Right. We're on Witness the Beginning. And then we get a cut of a lady in a sort of red outfit. Don't know what her deal is. She's not the lady from before.
No.
She's someone. She's talking revolution. So... And then we get another cut of Andor in his little Imperial outfit, but he looks like he's doing some sabotaging or something.
Yeah, he didn't join. Don't you dare think he joined.
He's on the shonk. We got some shots of some trains, some lasers, and there's a very cool shot of Cassian with the blaster, ducking some blaster fire, scooting around. Looking pretty cool. And then we get another little card of Rebellion, which I assume is related to the card before. Which seems a bit awkward when you pause through it all.
There's just too many cuts.
There's a lot of cuts. I'm just trying to skip through. Of Rebellion. That's interesting. He says, I'm tired of losing. So he's obviously, you know, like you said, sort of on the edges. And then the shot here, he's got no beard. So we're sort of jumping between no beard Andor and beard Andor, showing a passage of time. I'm assuming no beard is earlier on.
Well, we don't know. He can shave.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. There's a little bit of like a little bit of abseiling as well.
Yeah, yeah, jumping off like that dam that we saw the three Imperials walking across before.
I think there's an interesting shot, which is on at 2:07. It's like a bridge, and it's full of people all in the same coloured uniform, all kind of running somewhere.
Yeah, see this.
I don't know if they're workers or if they're not clones. I assume.
No,
I don't know what
they're. It's the white outfits, and you can sort of see they're in bare feet. And in the teaser trailer, you saw like them in white working and, you know, trudging across the same bridge, I'd assume. So I think they're
prisoners, maybe, or
prisoners, forced workers, something like that. Yeah,
interesting. We move on, but then we get a very quick shot of Cassian, like smacking something into a wall, and he's in a white outfit now. So whether he's gone undercover, or whether he's in a prison at the start, maybe, and he's you know, organized a riot to bust out.
Where's that?
It is at 208, 209.
Jeez Louise.
It's basically between. It's like 1 second after the shot of the people running.
God, it's...
So you get the shot of the bridge, of them running. If you keep going, it goes right after it for about a second.
Oh, he's just... yeah, now I've got it.
And then like an explosion goes off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, yeah, I think he would have gotten a uniform to infiltrate so he could walk through the facility to then, yeah, do some sabotage.
Could do. And then at 2:10, we get this shot. I thought it was Maz Kanata when I first saw it.
Yeah.
It's like a dude Maz Kanata. Very similar coloured, like got the eyes thing, got older, similar coloured face and hands, but he's got some sort of like syringe in his hands. He's doing something.
Yeah.
But then they cut to a wide shot and he's got four arms. So it's definitely not a Maz Kanata.
No.
And he looks like he's treating somebody. It doesn't look like it's Diego. It's somebody else.
Definitely someone else.
Not sure what the dealio with that is. But, you know, Star Wars, weird Star Wars is good.
Yeah, the person's on their side, so it looks like they're sort of dealing with something on
some
their
kind
back
of injury.
Or something. Yeah.
Yep. And then we get a little bit more revolution, people getting cross, chucking stuff, exploding a few storm. I actually got a very good shot of a stormtrooper here, and it looks like an OG stormtrooper, at least in the one that I'm looking at this shot. Yeah. So that's at 2, sort of, where are we, about 2:10, 2:11. And there's a couple of quick shots of some people running around, and then we get this gorgeous shot of a ship flying above the clouds with these like rocket clouds above the thing. It's kind of yellow and blue, and it's just a beautiful shot. 2:15.
Yeah.
Really, really nice shot there. As it all sort of amps up, and some TIE fighters. I don't know. Diego looks like he's flying. Actually, it looks like it's a TIE fighter shooting another TIE fighter flying. You know, I'm just trying to get a pause. Yeah, it is. So there's a TIE fighter shooting at another TIE fighter, and then we cut to Diego in a cockpit. So maybe he's nicked a TIE fighter. And he's trying to blast his way out, Poe Dameron style.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we get the Andor card, and with a 3-episode premiere. And there it is. There's the breakdown. Looking very cool, getting closer and yet further away at the same time. Anything that you wish you'd seen in there? Or you feel like you're getting enough of a feel without knowing too much?
I'd always said the whole way along, I want him going undercover, as in, you know, into Imperial bases and doing some good old infiltrating. So we see that. He's not in an officer's uniform, however, but we've got some infiltrating. Still, no story. We have no story. We
don't really know how it all fits together, do we?
I love it.
Which is good. So we know that effectively he's on a planet that's impacted by Imperials, or at least war. The Imperials come. He seems to be looking after himself. Skarsgård comes in at some stage and tries to inspire him to do some work for him or something, and then the adventure sort of continues. And meanwhile, he's trying to sort of gather people together, and that's about all we know, really. And that's kind of stuff you could probably piece together just knowing that the series was coming out, I think. So,
yeah, like that's sort of what we all would have probably guessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love that we know nothing.
suits us just fine.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, it's getting late here. It's bloody nearly 11:30 at night.
Yeah,
it was definitely worth staying up for.
Yeah, like I was going to be able to go to bed and just go, oh, yeah, I'll go to bed.
I'll just read about the Andor stuff in the morning.
Yeah, you know, I'll just wait. No.
Very true. Very true. Well, I'm looking forward to going on the journey with you, Catherine, when we get stuck into these episodes. We're going to have three. So the next time you'll probably be on, we'll have three episodes to dig into, which will be pretty epic. So we'll probably do a big chunky episode, and we'll have, if we have other guests, it won't just be me and Catherine. If anybody who listens or has been a guest and wants to be on, you know, we'll have guests on as we do, but Catherine will be a constant, hopefully.
Yep.
And again, she's not exclusive to this podcast. If you want her on you can. She has signed nothing, as she said.
Signed nothing. Do you think we'll get another trailer?
No, this is it. This is definitely it. I mean, there might be TV spots closer to. Mm. I always tend to avoid TV spots because I think that they can't help themselves. They get a little too spoily boily.
Yeah, yeah.
So the TV spots are not good. Easily avoid a TV spot.
Yeah, because they're American TV spots. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll get into it soon. So let's go have a, you know, nice warm cup of milk before bed, calm the nerves. And
I'll watch it a few more times.
You watch it a few more times. I'll quickly cut this and put it up. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, Josh.
See you soon.
Bye. We'll be right back.